It's 24th of January 2015. I'm here with Orin Petruska and Shari Petruska here in Nikolai, and I'd like to ask Orin about the traditional knowledge and the history in Nikolai. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes.
And I'd like to ask you about the Chief Debian. Can you talk about him?
He was a real good chief. He talked so we could understand. He did Sunday services, the sermons. Is that sermon? Where they preach in the church? He does real good. He talks to the whole people, not just individual. He just says something nice for all the people. He tells the parents to prepare the kids for church before the church bell rings. Church bell rings at 4 o'clock Saturday evening and 9 o'clock Sunday morning. All the time, no matter how many people are in the community, there'll be church service. Unless if there's only our family and him, then we don't have service. But when there's a few, then there's service. And he was pretty good. He could direct the choir. He could talk good, and always just something nice. When my grandma, 1948, when school first started, some of the people like Nick's family had to live in a tent back behind the church, and my grandma and grandpa and Olin Tickner's mom, they all had to live in tents too. And it used to get so cold in the winter time, you know, that one fall, somebody decided to build a house for grandma and grandpa. And all the guys got together and they get the logs. And all the ladies get burlap bags, and all the kids, all of us kids too, run back in the woods, get moss for insulation between the logs. We're just having fun. And then somebody, I think mom would make tea and make biscuits and serve dry fish and dry meat and stuff, you know. It was like one big picnic, but everybody was working together. It's just a lot of cooperation. And they built the house in no time. They dug a hole, they put, I don't remember what all they put on there, but they put mud on top of the roof too. It was a good time. Now,
Can you say it in Athabaskan what Chief Debian was saying to people?
About the kids, he was saying, Shakai Goya, any yonse, I'm sure, and I'm not no fact, not clear, you know, he say. Do I have to repeat it in English?
Maybe, yeah, that'd be nice.
I said, Chief told us that the little kids are first, that we need to clean them up, dress them up, and bring them to church. Clean them up, dress them up before the church bell rings, and then bring them to church. Okay, and what else?
How about, Miska Nikolai? Is he a chief?
He was one of the church people. I don't remember him very much. I don't remember what he used to do. I was like 7 or 8 when he died, so I don't remember too much stories of him. Miska Nikolai, Andrew Dennis, Gugome Dennis, Pitka, and somebody else. all died at the same time, you know, some, I don't know what it was, that they get sick and they just died. Some kind of sickness, yeah.
TB maybe?
No, not TB. It's whooping cough or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I know Picker died of an earache, though. He had earache really bad. That's the guy that Pitka and Mary were the ones that raised my mom. My mom's mom died when she was just a baby, and they were at Salmon River. And she lived with Pitka and Mary.
Were they from one village?
I don't know where they're from. Mm. I just never look into history that much to know. I don't know where anybody was from.
You told me that there was a kind of meeting after the church service. Can you
on
explain?
Sundays, yeah, after church service, Chief always wants people to gather at his house, and my mom always made us, me and Helen and Bella, go. So we always attended, even if we don't want to, but he always said. That's when they talk about what needs to be done in the community. You know, that's when they decide to build the house for Grandma and Grandpa, and all that kind of stuff. You know, the village activities, even starring. They talk about starring plan. Who's and they always got. Somebody to go out and hunt, get a moose for Christmas Eve on the 6th. That's when they have big potlatch, and they get somebody to go and get the moose. A lot of village activities were discussed then on Sunday after church.
Mm.
Well organized they were. Man,
how many people showed up in the church most of the time?
I don't know if it's because I was small. It seems like it was always packed. Not, it's not like today, you know, when maybe 10 people go. It was good. All the things that Chief Devian talk about, it's been passed down from the priests that come and visit. And we always had priests that were talking in Eskimo, and they always had a translator come with him. And it was always good. Alufa Ivan, he was from downriver.
Oh.
He was one of the guys that translate. It used to it used to be fun listening to
Helen Evans' relative?
I don't know. He was from Slipmute, I think.
That's where their family is from, I think.
Slipmute?
Or down that way.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I never think of it like that before.
Do you remember any names of the priests? Like Eskimo priests that came here?
Father Chanchak, long time ago, the older man that, I think he's the one that married Nick in Vitrusian Church. And Nick Upchuck from somewhere else, and then Michael. And Father Guest.
Are they all Eskimos?
Those ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And until Father Trifon came is when we didn't have no Eskimo.
Wow.
That's just recently, it seems like, but it's been quite a while
since
ago.
Since the 90s, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Whenever Andrew Aluska died in
that was in the early, probably the early 90s, maybe.
I don't
from here by
it
then.
Was in the fall time, and that was the first time he came.
I think he's in 92.
Mm. Anyway, it's been a while already. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, he was the only one that I could talk to. First time that I could talk to a priest and be comfortable. Before, you know, used to be just so bashful. Maybe it's because we're so bashful, we never talked to the other priests. I don't know, but we never did. But Father Trifon was the first one that I started talking to. And then when Mrs. Dennis died, when the bishop came, that bishop, Saint Innocent,
I think so.
He was an easy guy to talk to too. He said, you know, because my brother Bernie was the one that was involved in that. He said, you don't judge people here on this earth. It's up to God. You know, we can't see Bernie as bad because of what he did. We can't judge him like that. He might be forgiven by God if he's been asking for the forgiveness he was seeing. So it made a lot of sense of what he was talking to us about at Mrs. Dennis's house. Mm-hmm. We had meeting with him for 2 days, you know, and it always, I was not taking it very hard, but it always calms me when I hear him talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then he comes over, you know, he was, even if he's a bishop, you know, he comes in to our house and just be one of us, and that is really important for me. I didn't want somebody to be just somebody big shot, you know, like president or something. But I like that one-on-one communication.
So yeah, when did the Eskimo priest used to come? Like, what time of the year?
Whenever. They just come any time of the year, I think.
Didn't Father just come up in the fall time by boat?
We had to bring him up by boat one time because there's no airfield here, and he landed at Medfran. We brought him up by boat. And then Father Guest is the one that came up by boat all the way from Bethel, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I remember that.
When I was small, the priest and his reader and somebody else came all the way up by boat. And Mom and Dad invite them down, you know, after church. It was after communion, after Sunday service, I think, because they invite him to come down and eat rotten fish head. They had some in the burlap bag in the water down in the river, and it was pretty sour. And they invite him, and they had a dishpan full, I don't know how many heads there was, and the priest and his reader and Mom and Dad and Salmonia came, and they ate it all up, you know, and then there was nothing for us kids. And then Mom had to cook some up for us. They never really cook it. She just boiled a big pot of water, and they pour water on top of it, and that's the way we eat it. Mm-hmm. We still love it, or something different.
Recorded you.
Yeah. What else? Can we stop for a while? Oh no?
I don't know. We.
Oh no.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Keep working.
Yeah. I just recorded what you say when you came in.
It's on there. What you said when you came into the door.
What we're going to talk about now?
Do you remember anything about Chief Nikolai, like really long time ago? I mean, hear anything about Chief Nikolai? Chief Sisui or Carl Sisui?
Oh, Carl, that's our uncle from Salida. He was an easy guy to talk to. He was fluent in his preaching too, short and fast and to the point. That's the kind of preacher he was. He doesn't carry on, repeat himself, you know, like some people do. He just go right to the point, short and fast. And he likes short services too, I think. But he was a good man. He had a wife. That's
why
your aunt, and didn't have any kids, so they adopted Philip Isai's sister, huh?
Betty
Dennis.
And then there was Tassie, right? Tassie Dennis.
No. They all just lived there.
Oh.
Until I. She was already old by the time Tessie was a kid.
I remember her.
They used to come up, they leave Talida in the big inboard, I think it's called inboard, big wooden boat with some kind of motor. It's just slow, but it takes them, you know. She have stove, they have bed in there, and have all their dogs, and when they camp, they just take the dogs out and tie them up, and they cook, what do you call those little camp stoves in the boat, you know, and they cook. They came up that one time in bed, and then it's been, we have some good food, I'll let you eat some of it, she tell us, and she bring me and Helen down to the boat. And she told Mrs. Carl, she's going to let us taste some of that food, that good food. It was fish egg soup.
Oh.
Salmon.
Oh.
We eat some, but me and Helen were small, and we were scared of Carl's mom.
Oh.
She wasn't, just because she was old, and she just sit there and look at us, you know. We were scared of her.
So, the same Eskimo priest came to the Tirida for service?
Sometimes, but sometimes the Talida people come down to have service here. Yeah, because they could travel by dogs in the winter time. And remember, they used to have church service in the tents at Mantra too. Sunday mornings, they go to somebody's tent and pray just to get together.
Yeah.
People from different camps come and go to that camp to pray.
Yeah, I wonder what people are doing, you know, in the summertime, people in the fish camp, but like, they had a Sunday, so I don't know how they had a services.
They have their service in the tents, in somebody's tent, but if the priests come, then they all come up here to the church. Or if there's funeral, they all come back to Nikolai.
Now, What kind of food did you eat in the starting days, like long time ago? Starting Russian Christmas?
Starting? Moose meat. Dry fish. Boiled fish. Lots of different kinds of food, just like what we
berries,
eat now.
Lots of berries.
And biscuits. Honey maji. Before, when Mr. Diafan, before they go to his house, his house is always last when after they go all over, you know. In every house they go, and his house always be last, and he always have whole bunch, whole side of moose ribs. It's half dried, you know, like what we had today. And brisket, because we have no freezers, you know, it's all half dried. Nick help them go cut it all up, and moose belly part, you know, with lots of fat on it, a whole strip of it, you know, like salmon strip, except it's just big and long. They serve those too. It's just when, even on the 6th, when it's potlatch, they serve lots of big chunks of food like that, and it's just always good, and it's always good to have, they always have pans and pans of soup, lots of different kind of soup, moose head soup, a brisket soup, rib soup. It's just, and everybody go home with big plate full of foods. They don't have to cook, but then they always cook, you know, before somebody come to the, before they go starting in their house. With my mom and dad, we didn't have too many different foods, you know. We have a pot of soup and biscuits, maybe only, all the time. Because we don't have, we've always been poor, so we don't. But it's always nice to go to different people's house and have different food.
During one of these times, one of these chiefs, which one lived in Old Nikolai?
I wouldn't know. Maybe Chief Divian lived there too. I don't know, but then he always lived in Tanzona. That's where he. I don't remember when Old Nikolai was.
Was Old Nikolai just tents too, or do you remember anything from it?
Mm-mm. Mm. 1948, I was. When people start moving to Nikolai, I was too young to even remember that part. I don't remember when my sisters had gone to school. I was a baby. Even those Christmas times were good at the school, you know. Chief Divian used to come to the school and see how we're doing. One day I said, tummy just bad. I wanted to tell the teacher, but I don't know how to say it, you know. And I was just crying, and then I say something, but it's in native, so she could punish me. And then Chief came, and I told him I got tummy ache. And he said something to them, and they sent me home. It's because I was having diarrhea. As soon as I get home, it's hard not to communicate with the teachers. It's just, at the time, you know, I don't know. there was the older kid, my sister Catherine and Bella and Helen were there too, but they can't help me because they didn't know how to say it in English either.
Did they understand any Sebastian, the teachers?
No, they just only know how to talk English.
So can I ask you about the Christmas songs that people sing in Nikolai? I'm not asking you to sing, but...
what about it?
Just like what the song is about in...
What the song is about? Oh, I don't know. I sing in Russian. I don't know what I'm singing. Some of those Russian songs, those two that they were singing, it's way off key and it's hard to sing with John and Stephen because they're missing some parts of the song too, and they're getting the songs shorter and shorter. Like, not like the old times. The old times, they just have good choir, a leader that would carry the tune, just good. Anton used to be good at it. And Uncle Pete, too, and Miss Kadifon, they could all sing good. And we could follow along. Mom always told us to get by Auntie Mrs. Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Because she sings just loud and she sees her. You could just pick it up real quick, you know, if you stand by her. And me and Helen and Bella used to be with her, by her all the time and sing with her.
Yeah, now we have English songs that people sing for the Christmas, but like when did people start singing English?
When people started?
In English.
I don't know. I think when John took over. John, he's got, you know, even in church, he translated the church ending song, you know. But that one is not right too. I don't know who he copied it from. Oh, maybe Philip, but that's not the way it went. And I just don't know how to sing that one. But we lost a lot of the old. Since Father Trifon came, everything is changing to the English ways. Before, we used to do just what Chief Divyan and Miska and Uncle Pete did, you know, what they learned from a long time ago. And we just carried on the tradition until Father Trifon came, and then things start changing, English ways. And then Bobby was our chief, and it's more English. And so the kids will understand, he said. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I was talking to Agnes and Vidrusha, they said, it's more meaningful when somebody talks in our language, you know, when they're preaching and stuff. But English is it's just so simple. I mean, just... good.
So did people sing in Athabaskan too? Or?
No, just in Russian.
So I heard old timers used to speak Russian too. I mean, not just singing, but they understand Russian, I heard. Is that true?
I guess, I don't know. Probably.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome. And thanks for coming by.